escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The Men's Room presents Profile This.
And Stephen Thrill-Hill, could you please tell everyone how Profile This is played?
Oh, I sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story, something that happened right here on planet Earth, Earth. Earth. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions the people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. Hello, Sammy. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, Patrolas.
Hola. All right, Sammy. You understand how this here game is played?
Oh, yeah.
Fantastic. Today, you have your choice of one of three categories. We have Animalized This, where you guess the animal responsible for causing the problem. We have License to Spill, where you guess the substance responsible for creating the mess. And finally, today for you, Shammy, we have Seriously, where you guess the petty conflict that led to violence.
Let's see License
to Spill, boys. We go to Park County, Colorado, where a load of cargo spilled on the Highway 285 yesterday afternoon when a semi-truck rolled over, spilling the cargo all over the roadway, stopping traffic in both directions. Now, drivers posted pictures and videos on Facebook, keeping other drivers updated on the road conditions as residents of the area and commuters made their way along the highway near Turkey Creek Road. I just like that name.
Turkey Creek.
Turkey Creek. Turkey Creek Road. My bad. The Colorado Department of Transportation said that the two-vehicle crash involved a semi-truck and a black Subaru that was hit by the truck at about 4 o'clock yesterday, so just before rush hour. Now, the truck driver, he was taken to the hospital with unknown injuries. One commuter who posted pictures on Facebook, they said only one lane on the northbound side where the semi rolled over was open, while the southbound lanes were at a complete stop. Most of the cargo spilled onto the southbound lanes. Now, crews from the Colorado Department of Transportation, they were on site cleaning the debris from the road. So the question is, what was the truck hauling that basically took the highway down to one lane north? Was it eggs? Was it sand? Was it lettuce? Or was it garbage? So eggs, sand, lettuce, or garbage. What spilled on the Highway 285 near Turkey Creek Road?
Ooh, okay. My instinct is to go with the food products because sand would be a lot harder to get cleaned up. And garbage, that's kind of like a 50-50 shot. But what do you guys think?
Well, I'm going to go eggs there, Sammy.
Not really sure, but just wild gut. I'm going to say lettuce.
Lettuce.
Yeah, lettuce.
Well, both boys agree with you that food seems to be the direction they're going.
Okay. And it didn't say any hazmat crews came out, right?
It did not say, which leads me to believe that they did not.
Okay, that means it was probably just the trailer products that fell out or, you know, distributed all over the road. Because anytime there's diesel from the truck itself, it would be hazmat.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to go. Shoot. I'm kind of torn between eggs and lettuce, but I'm going to go eggs.
Me all and right. you.
Mm. Eggs and lettuce.
We're right. egg buddies. Mm. What was spilled all over the road? Eggs, sand, lettuce, or garbage? We'll find out next.
Oh, come on.
Come on.
Next. Was a tease. You're listening to The Men.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAFGiving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Drew. Categories licensed to spill on profile. This will go to Colorado, where a road was shut down after a truck spilled its load. Question is, what load did the truck spill? As it was involved in a two-car collision there. Eggs, sand, lettuce, or garbage?
And Sammy, that's the very question that we posed to you. And you seem like a person who spends a lot of time really thinking about the information that's been presented to come up with the conclusion, right? Because the first thing you said is, I think it's one of the two food products. You are correct with that, which means it's either lettuce or it is eggs. And in this case, you agree with Miles Montgomery. You both said eggs. So let us start with the Ted Smith.
Oh.
You said lettuce. And Ted is correct.
Yeah. Wow, what a trickery. Yeah. Tomfoolery.
Sorry, Sammy. Look,
oh,
man.
Who cares? It's just lettuce.
I give you credit. The way you noodled it out, we were all kind of impressed during the break. Like, damn, man. She
really put time and effort.
This is an analytical individual there. But now it was, in fact, lettuce.
Now for all TV news all the time, it is time for TV Time with Ted.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box, The Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
Ah! Yep, I got
sorry,
you.
Sorry.
All right, so there's a lot of issues in this country sometimes, right?
Sure.
What?
Yeah, you could still, like, you could like it, you could have issues with it. It's like being in a relationship, right?
People always love their, something.
Right, yeah. You love your wife, but sometimes.
But she loves John Mayer.
She loves John Mayer. So what is one of the biggest issues, unfortunately, that everybody can see? You can't hide in this country.
Anything.
I mean, how many of them?
Right? It's a big issue. We'll think people personally. What do they struggle with?
Money.
Yep, but you can't see that. You can't tell.
No.
Their looks.
Their hygiene.
Mental health.
we're a little overweight in this country.
A little bit.
And that goes smooth as I thought, to try to get into talking about this documentary I watched on The Biggest Loser.
Oh, on the TV show.
Yeah. Everybody's watching that now, dude.
Is it still?
It
just came out last week or something.
Okay, because it was on for a while, then it went away, then it came back with a slightly different take, and then so they're back again.
So there might have been other versions of this. Like, somebody else might have delved into it. This is Netflix version.
Oh, okay.
Fit for TV. What's it called? Fit for TV, the reality of the Biggest Loser.
What's the time frame? So is the filming within 6 months, 3 months? Like, I know it's not every week. You're not going to lose all that weight in 6 weeks.
No, I think they covered a year.
So it's a year.
It wasn't a year. So here's the deal, right? Like, the show starts, and again, you got to remember, when it starts, it's the early 2000s, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you're fresh off Jersey Shore, this and that.
The diets are being pushed. That was a big time pushing.
Correct.
Like 10 different diets, right?
Right. That was the first time I had heard the name Dr. Atkins.
I mean, he put out his book in the 70s. I only found that out recently. 72 is when Atkins put out his book.
Jeez.
Like, well, you know what? I had never heard of the Atkins diet until you kind of heard of every other diet.
They kind of crapped on it, and it turns out it was pretty well not a bad idea. It's not the greatest thing in the world, but it works. It's not the
right. And there's still tons of people, you know, like that watch carbs and this and that. And,
yeah.
But you got to remember at that time. I mean, I remember in Towson there was a whole corner store that opened that was just Atkins.
Yep.
Right? It was massive. So Thrill's right. You have these diet fads are real big. You have Jersey Shore. The stuff's taken off. So the one producer, this is his story. I always keep a grain of salt when listening to a Hollywood producer tell me how they came up with stuff. He claims he's in a gym, and this guy like holds up a sign that's like, I need help. Like, help me lose weight.
Okay.
And he thinks, all right. This is the show.
What do you think the story is? I think that is loosely based on, I went to the gym and there's a guy who should hold up a sign that says, help me lose weight. I bet you that's the truth of it.
Yeah.
But he can't say that. So he held up a sign. I bet you dude was like, look at that fat ass. That's just my guess. I don't know.
Look at this bloated carcass.
So the show starts, right? And they're having amazing success, right?
Mm-hmm.
So then you kind of get into these stories of these people, right? And the other thing, too, is that it started with, like, the first couple years, right? Like, these people were overweight, but they weren't, like, morbidly obese.
Correct.
And I'm not even talking about the clinical term. I'm talking about, you know, people weighing, the guys, plus 400. Now the women, as it goes on, now the women are all plus 300. When it started, there was like a 300-pound guy, and like most of the women were in their
200s. So it was reasonable.
Correct.
I should weigh 210 pounds. I weigh 270. Something like that.
Right.
Just help me cut weight.
But the show's a massive success. These people start sending in videos and this and that. And like when you look back at it, it's kind of like, it's a little cringy, right? Because the thing is, whenever you're dealing with this stuff, it's a real tough line, right? Because you don't want people having... Like I don't like people having negative thoughts about themselves.
Sure.
You say enough bad stuff, but look, I'm guilty of it, right? I'll say self-deprecating humor all the time. So like, they got to kind of toe that line. But you watch some of those videos, it's just like, Jesus, man.
Yeah.
So like the one guy gets on there, he loses a crazy amount of weight. And he even says in it, he goes, look, my son looked at me and said, Dad, nobody can lose that amount of weight in that amount of time.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, well, I did. Like, I'm the biggest loser. There's 10 million people that watch this. So obviously they delve into the trainers and stuff, and like they said they had him working out to burn 6,000 calories a day.
What's her face?
This is where Jillian Michaels,
yeah.
Right?
That means you can eat 7,000 calories easy.
So Miles, right, and you got to understand, burning 6,000 calories in a day is hard.
That's ridiculous.
Right? Like, I mean...
that's a full-time job.
Correct, and that's what happens, right? They take him out to Hollywood... They're in, you know, they're all living together. They're working out and stuff. And some of the people, too, like, they're so big, they can't do some of these exercises.
Right.
You know what I mean? When you're, and that's the truth. if you're that big, like your joints and stuff just can't take it.
Sure.
So they, you know, they have people on there and everybody thinks it's going to be this awesome thing that's going to, you know, and it did change their lives. Now, unfortunately, as any quick fix fad diet will tell you, a lot of them didn't keep it off.
Of course.
Well, because you're not working out all day long. You have a job.
Correct.
You know, like you got to have a life.
Yeah. And you just, you can't keep up that pace. You know what I mean? Unless you're a professional athlete and that's all you do all
day.
That
is your job.
Yeah. Right. I also think sometimes too, and I get it with like the new, with the fitness influencers and stuff. Like, I think it's great that you could go one day a week or whatever. But like sometimes too, I think we got to be a little more realistic on that side too. Like you're not fat. You know what I mean? And don't, you got to show people the boring ass meals you're eating every day in and day out as well. You know, because people have this false idea. But it is interesting. Like, Jillian Michaels is all pissed off about it. She does not come off super great. The other trainer, Bob, is kind of like the nicer, gentler one.
Sure.
But, I mean, they're putting him through the paces and everything else. Now, I'm only an episode in. There's three episodes.
Why is she unhappy about it? Just the way she's portrayed or what?
Correct.
Okay. I mean, I don't know. But, look, she came off as kind of a bitch. But I'm like, also, if you're that kind of trainer for people in that situation, be a bitch.
You're trying to win.
Yeah.
She's trying to win too, right?
It's like a drill sergeant.
So the first season, that's kind of the joke, is the first person that wins, Jillian Michaels is hugging him and goes, "You just made me a millionaire." Okay. So she obviously knew what she was doing to use it as springboard. And to the credit, like the Bob guy, he's like, "Look, I was running fitness classes in LA." He goes, "You don't understand, in LA, it's a massive, especially that time, it's a huge environment for this." And he's like, "You have A-list celebrities coming into your gym to take your class." Like,
right.
You take pride in it.
Of course.
That's right. So she, and Jillian Michaels, whatever you think about her now, you're right. She was the hard-nosed trainer and this.
You gotta be.
And everybody, look, everybody responds to different trainers different ways. It's like coaches, right? Like I say all the time, like when you look at college football, there's the Urban Meyer way of doing it, which I don't care for, right? Like it's not actually war.
Right.
But they won national titles. Then you can have other coaches who take a different approach. It might be, you know, not quite that intense or whatever, and those teams still win. So, I mean, her style was much, much rougher. Bob was a little more like, get in there, we got you.
Yeah.
You can do this, kind of motivating, whereas her was more of a drill sergeant, just like, you piece of crap.
We're not friends. Right. There's a difference. You're friends or you're not in those environments.
Well, they also said, too, like, as the series went on, and this is where the producers don't look great, they're like, well, it's still a TV show. So they would have these temptation challenges that I forgot about. And you walk into a room, and it's just full of, like they said, like a dais of sweets and
Why
pizza.
Would you do that to them?
Because it's TV.
So if you eat the most, you would get like a day or two off, and you get to visit your family. But also, they're so scared to gain any weight back, because they know they're still going to get weighed in. They don't want to eat. So it's like a mental effing with them. And then some of the people said, look, I went on this show because it's supposed to be super positive and this and that. But at the end of the day, they were like, I felt like they were just making fun of fat people. Like, they can't control their urges.
You're so fatty, have some cake.
Can you imagine if they did a drug addict show?
Thank you, I was just about to say.
Yeah. So, hey man, all these guys have been in rehab. You've been following their story. And if you want to see your family, snort the cocaine or shoot the heroin or whatever it is you're trying to get rid
of. But control yourself when you do.
They might do a lunch here. And they stick it out on what's left over. They put it in the kitchen.
Yeah.
On the counter. If I see there's food over there, I'm walking over there. Oh, what
are we
got? What is over here? Oh, would they leave us? Okay.
Exactly.
I'm taking a bite of something. Every time. Doesn't matter. Like,
right.
I mean, if there's food, I'm going to go check it out.
Mm-hmm. But throw it right. You put the nail on the head.
Yeah.
Sorry. Couldn't get that out. I was thinking the same thing. I'm like, intervention doesn't be like, all right, you get to go home if you shoot up one more time. You know, it's like, it's crazy.
You can see your family if you get high. Right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's basically
is the show still on, or is this just like a documentary?
No. This is just a documentary on Netflix.
On all the old
Right. There's three episodes. I'm going to finish it out because I'm interested to see what happens. But, like, yeah, I mean, like, the one guy, he lost, like, I want to say 200 pounds or just something insane. But now when you see him, he's gained almost all of it back.
Yeah.
Right. You can't lose that amount of weight that fast and realistically keep it off unless you continue to just do these crazy things that you're doing. You haven't changed your life. You've just kind of cheated your way down there.
Right. And
you know, you're still putting in the work, and like I get that, but at the same time, it's like there needs to be a full lifestyle change. Your body needs to adjust to whatever it is that's going on. Your chemistry needs to change.
Correct. Correct. And the one trainer, he even said, he goes, look, at the end of the day, there's the old adage, right? You can't outwork a bad diet.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, diet was the most important thing to these people. But he's like, nobody wants to see people just eating salads and eating cleaner food. So he's like, we had to film all the training and this and that. And he's like, I don't know that we taught him the best like food skills as opposed to just working them out so hard. It was like,
well,
you
give people the false sense of belief in a good way. So the people that aren't on the show, if you're watching that show, it meant something to you. For a lot of people, it got their ass into the gym. Right?
Correct.
They did not get the results the way you're going to get it on the show because TV's TV and TV's built for ratings. But that said, a lot of people started eating better and working out. And while they didn't drop 200 pounds in 6 weeks, you know, at the end of the year, they lost 80 pounds.
Well,
they felt
also,
better. They could move. So you go like, there's a positive to what people saw, even though it was probably horrible if you were a part of the actual
production. When you burn that many calories, it also teaches you to have to eat more. So like Michael Phelps, when he was training, he was in a pool a couple times a day. He was burning 6,000 calories.
But he ate
his McDonald's. There was a picture of him with his meal. And it was one of the most astonishing things. He could not gain weight because he was exercising so much. So it's almost training you to also eat more because your body
needs
it.
NFL linemen, right? A lot of those guys used to stay big. A lot of them now, when they're done, really cut weight.
They have to.
And you kind of forget. Like, I didn't realize. Like, a lot of them were like, I kept that belly because it helped me push other giant men around.
That's exactly it. It's my job.
10 years ago, you're like, that's Jeff Saturday? I'll be damned.
Yeah. There's a couple of guys like
whoever
that.
It was. You know,
like, I mean, even Jason Kelce, like, he's slimmed down. He was already a smaller dude even for a lineman, but
like, my job was the tush push. So I put on as much weight as I can. Now, it's like a podcast, brother.
Aaron Donald, he looks like a doggone monster now.
He has always looked like a monster.
The problem is Aaron Donald still, like, him and James Harrison.
I was going to say, James
at any age, I feel like those two monsters could just be like, I want to play.
Right.
And they
James
could.
Harrison looks like he wants to hurt you. Like, Sam Donaldson at least has the ability to smile.
Aaron Donald,
sorry.
Sam Donaldson playing football would be unreal. Mike doesn't even know what we're talking about.
That name.
He used to do the national news for like ABC.
Back to Ted Koppel at Nightline.
Oh, yeah, Sam Donaldson's lined up. And he's a beast.
Right.
He's just wrecking house out there.
Comb over and everything.
Not today.
I would also say, as much as I said earlier about some of the fitness influencer, I think it's also great now that you have like the Joey Swoles of the world and these gym guys that go out there and go, look, we're not making fun of anybody in the gym. They're in the gym.
They're
you know what
gym.
I mean? They're in there, right? And I think that's right for everybody, and I get it. People don't feel always comfortable, but everybody should feel comfortable going into a gym. And look, you can make fun of CrossFit. But that's one of the greatest things when I did it for a couple months is it's such a team environment that everybody's helping everybody.
Right.
You know, and I know there's specific gyms for this and that, but like, I think anybody, like, you should feel comfortable going into a gym. You want to work out? Go to the gym.
I would not feel comfortable going into a gym because in my mind, like, somebody's making me be here. I don't, that's just me on a personal level.
Somebody's like, forced me here.
I don't want to be here. I do not want to be here. Like, the doctor has clearly told me something. I don't want to be here. I am not comfortable here. I don't care what I look like. I'm telling you right now, I don't want to be here. And I can't say it out loud.
I just walk in. He's a fraud. Right. Have you seen him lift? Oh, wait.
Right.
Don't waste your money.
Right. I'm in the gym.
Right. He's just over there drinking Gatorade. Right.
Just standing there. Right. Getting my lifts in.
I don't know why. The idea of Thrill just being like random gym guys listening to his
music.
Right. He's just listening to his music.
Right. And he'd be like, no, dude, I was at the gym for an hour. I don't want to hear it.
Not lying.
Put in a good hour at the gym, man.
Yeah.
All right. I talked a little bit about SNL yesterday. Now we got the first departure of the season. Devin Walker announced he's leaving.
Walking, yeah.
Walking.
No, it's Walker. I'm just saying he's walking.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Walker's
welcome.
He posted. He was on there for 3 years. Look, I liked him. I said earlier, I'm kind of disappointed. I thought he did some very good characters. I said sometimes it was toxic as hell, but made the most of it we could amidst all this dysfunction. You know, I don't know if you were in the office. I said to Miles, I go, look, Lorne Michaels, that's his show.
Absolutely.
But at some point in his 70s, I have to imagine there's got to be a disconnect with these younger people, comedians coming in with some of their skits idea. Look, I'm mid-40s. There's some skits now they do. I don't get them.
Right.
I get they're funny for a different audience, so it's like, I don't know. He created the whole show, but somebody, I'd be interested to see. I just thought that dude was super, super funny, and that kind of bums me out. But we'll see we'll see what else. The next couple of weeks, those will start rolling out. Who's staying? Who's leaving? The big rumor is they're going to have a massive overhaul on almost a completely new staff.
All right.
Okay. So, but if you want to watch that show again, that's on Netflix. The truth behind The Biggest Loser.
Thank you, Ted. We appreciate it. You're listening to The Men's Room.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with All Trails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. Florida man calls the cops during a break-in, so they show up and shoot him instead. Meanwhile, a man drives around a railroad crossing gate in Raleigh, North Carolina. And guess what? Yeah, he's dead. Russian couple getting frisky end up getting a bit of a pickle. Drunk couple crashes into a home in Lacey, which will cost a pretty nickel. And a husband finds his wife's wedding ring at a local landfill in Canada. It is time for your headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the headlines. Here's my car.
And our top story going to Russia, where intimacy can get a little wild. A woman had to be taken to the hospital after some quote-unquote extreme lovemaking. Yeah. While doing the
extreme makeover.
Extreme makeover.
Did you see this thing?
I did.
Oh my.
So while doing the deed, the pair started introducing some foreign objects, meaning a king cucumber, which, side note, I didn't know that there were things called a king cucumber.
I was amazed by the size of that thing.
Right. It looks like an English cucumber, just like three times the size.
Hello, governor.
Yeah.
It's huge. I've never seen a cucumber that big.
They brought that into the bedroom, among other places.
Also, it had a bite taken out of it.
And hang on, Miles. Don't get ahead of me. And the woman found herself in a bit of a pickle. You stole my joke, too. Damn it. As the cucumber was no longer retrievable by the end of the session. They went to the hospital and after a short period were able to finally extract the cucumber, but the question remains, as Miles said, why was there a bite taken out of it?
Sorry, I googled King Cucumber. I was getting pictures of cucumbers with crowns.
Oh no! Hang on, I gotta see if I can find this doggone thing.
It is huge.
It was insanity. Like, I'm trying to kind of dance around the words there, but I don't. There you go, Ted. Take a look at this thing.
Almost looks like a squash.
It does.
It's kind of that big.
Look at that thing.
Oh, damn.
Yeah. That's a guest at the back door there. Oh. So.
How do you feel as a man if that's Oh.
It was
on
the backside.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
How old were they? When you get older, it expands.
It was saying I can take it now?
She was 21.
Oh. What you need to know is to put it in sideways.
I knew some people that worked at a sex toy shop. And, like, they had giant ones. And I said, who are those for? And they'd be like, you'd be surprised. They're a lot of time for men. Because when you get to a certain age, it expands back there.
I'm working on it.
In other news.
I'm going for the king.
They got an app.
Bring the king.
I'm coming for the king's crown, brother.
That's why he's in the gym. Getting loose.
They got an app.
Bring it back.
What exercise is that?
Another no.
Yes, yeah, for the barbells. I didn't expect that.
Sir, can I borrow that kettlebell?
There we go.
To North Carolina, where not everyone is gifted with common sense. Police were called to the scene of a fatal crash and were quickly able to piece together the story. They told local media that the driver approached a railroad crossing with the guard arms down and red lights flashing. To most of us, that means there's a train coming.
Mm-hmm.
They still elected to try and go around the barricades to get across the tracks, and as you can imagine, the train, of all things, suddenly appeared and collided with the car. The driver was killed in the crash, and locals say this is far from the first collision that they've experienced recently with this crossing, which makes me wonder, does this thing malfunction? Look, there is no mistaking what those arms, what those lights mean. There is one thing and one thing only that means that.
But he said he went around it.
Were they malfunctioning? Like, do they just drop for nothing and then come back up, and so that leads to a distrust of it? Like,
apparently no.
If it's not the first time, there's got to be. I have to believe there is a reason beyond don't want to wait.
It's the people.
It's the people.
It's North Carolina.
Look
it's
at the news every day.
Yeah,
and
you
keep thinking we're going to get smarter.
I keep hoping for us to get smarter.
Good luck.
I have given up on that. Let's go look. It is what it is.
Right. That's like running a red light and being shocked that you got hit.
But I feel like counterintuition is at the root of most of our decisions.
Good Lord, you pushed the button on a camera. It took a picture. Well, no, what do you know? Golly. Right here at home in Lacey, police were called to the scene of a crash. Authorities arrived to find several people screaming at the scene, with the owner of the car claiming somebody had stolen it and crashed it into a retaining wall. Police deployed a canine unit, which eventually tracked the owner, tracked to the owner as the last operator of the vehicle. Officers conducted a field sobriety test, including a breathalyzer, which measured the car owner at a 0.14 blood alcohol content.
Wow.
Yeah. They were arrested and faced charges of DUI and making a false statement.
Yeah.
0.14, that's getting it done.
Yeah. That's getting it way done.
That is.
You realize that retaining wall was one day old.
Yes.
Are you kidding?
They put it in the day before these two crashed. And basically tore the whole thing out.
That's really the story there.
It is. Because, like, look, dude, you know how much... I don't know if you know how much a retaining wall costs.
It's not cheap.
But mine is kind of weird right now to my house.
Yeah.
So we've looked into it, like the four-group unit.
Yeah.
That's a lot of money.
Right.
Because it's either railroad ties or they have to get a bulldozer in there. Mm-hmm. They got to secure the hillside.
It's a lot of money. It's a lot of work.
And it was done.
You know that this thing took a long time to put together.
And the cost of it.
Yes.
Like, all the things.
Thanks,
and if they
dude.
Did it themselves, like, Jesus.
Criminy. Like, this is something straight out, you know, like, Curb Your Enthusiasm or something like that. Like, really? The very next day.
You just put it up.
Right.
The next day.
Ay, ay, ay. To Florida, where accidents happen, a local resident called police to report an attempted break-in of their home by four suspects. By the time authorities arrived, the potential intruders had already fled the scene, but the real story came when officers first arrived. They'd gone to let the officers in. The homeowner was there. They were going to let the officers in, and they were unlocking their door, which is enough for one of the deputies to pull his weapon, and it accidentally discharged. The bullet hit the victim, and he had to be taken to the hospital.
He just opened the door.
I mean, God. Knock.
Who's your own there?
Boom!
I've been shot!
Right.
Jesus.
So he drew his gun with his hand on the trigger?
I guess. He was just pulling his gun out. Or his gun was already out. I'm not sure. Either way, guy was opening up the door and he gets blasted. And it's not funny.
No. It's funny. You're a police officer. You should know what you're doing with that weapon, son.
You knock on the door. What do you think's going to happen?
God, I called you. God, I mean, beyond the fact you got shot, can you imagine how mad you'd be? Like, I called you.
Right. I'm angry, but I'm hurt. First, my house is getting broken into, and then I get shot by the cops.
We'll talk about it later.
But just in case those stories have the bad taste in your mouth.
Thankfully, there's good news.
I'm going to get all your overtime money.
That's right. Wild story from up in Canada. A man went to great lengths to be able to see I Told You So to his wife. The couple had gone out to the movies, but as they made their exit, the woman's buttery fingers from the popcorn caused her to accidentally lose her rings while they were throwing out their trash. What you got, Miles?
Okay. If you go to the movies with your girl.
Yeah.
You get a bag of popcorn.
Yeah.
You're not finishing that?
I know.
He took this popcorn home, you see.
Yeah.
And then she was going through it later on. Who leaves a movie theater with extra popcorn?
Well, it depends on what size you get, man. That large is big.
If you get it big enough, just take it home.
Oh, okay, all right, fair enough.
Anyway.
I just thought that was odd.
So after realizing where she must have lost her rings, her husband went back to the theater to find out that the trash had already been collected. He went to the local dump in spite of skepticism from his wife. They're not going to let you root through the trash. He was like, I'm going to try. He got permission to go digging. The guy was like, I don't think you're going to find them, but here you go. Eventually, he came across some other trash that he recognized from when they were leaving and knew that he was in the right place. He saw sausages and he was like, that's it.
For some reason, that cracks me up.
He
knew that they, I guess, had also had sausages.
Okay.
So when he saw that, he knew the popcorn must be near the sausages, right, man. Whatever.
This guy spent $100 in this movie?
I guess.
He took the popcorn home. All this compost was at his house. So that's why he knew exactly what it was.
Well, he went back to the theater.
Because he was spreading it out over the garden. He might have been to look for it. But once he figured out where it could have gone.
Yeah, he went back to the theater, but he had taken the popcorn home.
Oh.
That's why he recognized the sausages.
He did. Because they were his.
Those are the sausages we buy.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, I know these. Doggone it. So, and he eventually found the rings. He got them and he got them back. Good on him.
Yeah, I'd have told my wife, damn, that's a shame we lost that ring.
That sucks.
Well, I mean, if it's an engagement ring, he probably paid for it.
Men's room sports, I know nobody cares, but it's worth mentioning it was announced earlier today that all the drama surrounding Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift and everybody with the Chiefs, she's going to be at a lot more games, guys, because they just announced their engagement earlier on today.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Did he tell you on the sidelines before just because you give you the heads up?
He said, man.
Hey, Mike, right.
Mike is going down.
He actually texted me earlier. He's like, it's going down, dude. Watch TMZ. Yeah. I was like, I got you, bud.
It's going down.
Mike responded, don't care.
Nobody cares, bro.
I'm at work.
Keep your girl at
Travis.
Home.
You think Zeppelin reunited in this building today.
You've got game two of the Mariners hosting the Padres starting up soon over on Root Sports, and the Storm basketball is currently underway over on ABC and CW. As far as your weather, we got cloudy skies dropping temperatures to 64 tonight and expect a lot of cloud cover tomorrow with a high right around 77. That's every headline with that. Mike Hawk is out.
Thanks, sir. We appreciate it. We'll see you next time for the return of Who Sucks Less. The lovely Jolene is coming up next.
Yes, indeed. It's all true. But in the meantime, well, we'll be all about this bitch. So until tomorrow, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
The men's room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.